Yeah, so we'll now sing Hari Hari Befale. Yeah, please read the translation.
O Lord Hari, I have wasted my life. Although I have taken this rare human birth, I have not served Radha and Krishna, and thus I have knowingly drunk poison. The treasure of divine love in Goloka Vrindavana has descended as the congregational chanting of Lord Hari's holy name. Why did my attraction for that chanting never come about? Day and night my heart burns in the fire of the poison of worldliness, and I have not accepted the means of relieving it.
Just one thing. Ask this boy to keep the book off his mouth. You shouldn't put the book on the mouth. No, now he took it off. Maybe he understood English. Yeah, go on.
Lord Krishna, the son of the king of Braja, became the son of Shachi, and Balaram became Nitai. The holy name delivered all those souls who were lowly and wretched. The two sinners, Jagari and Madhari, are evidence of this. O Lord Krishna, son of Nanda, accompanied by the daughter of Vrishabhanu, please be merciful to me now. Narottama Dasa says, O Lord, please do not push me away from your reddish lotus feet. For who is my beloved except you?
So sing it.
Hari Hari Vipale Janam
Hari Hari Vipale Janam Hare Hare Vipale Janama Gauainu Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Bhajya Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Bhajya Jani Ashunya Ishakainu Jani Ashunya Ishakainu Lokera prema dhana Hari nama sankirtana Lokera prema dhana Hari nama sankirtana Ratina janela kenekai Ratina janela kenekai Samsara Vishanale Jivani Shihyajale Samsara Vishanale
samsara bishanale vidanishi ajale Churaite na koinu pa Churaite na koinu pa Gajendra nandana jay Shachi sutra haila shay Rajendra Namdana Jai Shachi Shuta Haila Shai Tala Ram Haila Nitai Tala Ram Haila Nitai Hina hina jata chelo hari name udarelo Hina hina jata chelo hari name udarelo Tija gai madhai Sakhi jagai madai Aha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Pira Bhanu Jutta Jutta Aha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Pira Bhanu Jutta Jutta Karuna Karhoi Ba Karuna karo hai ba Narottama dasa koi na chali o ranga pai Narottama dasa koi na chali o ranga pai Bhuma bina kaya chaya ma
Hare Krishna. Not required unless there's any fly. Yeah, this should be given at the time of sitting down, not just here and there in the middle of the talk. Hare Krishna. I'm getting a bit too much. You can distribute this. I can only wear so many garlands. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prachane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Deshatarne Shri Krishna, Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Garadhara, Shri Vasadi Gaurav Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I was told, Shri Krishna Kumar Prabhu, that you had suggested that there be line by line translation. Is that correct? They feel. Anyway, they get a better translation, but everyone else gets half. Well, they also get half the amount. How many devotees are there who need Telugu translation? Yeah. And there's another translation going on for ladies, or the same one? There's quite a few. Please announce then for. Please announce that those who want Telugu translation should go over there, because obviously. Yeah, it's quite a few. All right. Then all the rest of you, please move up to make space there for the Telugu speakers. I think Sri Krishna Kumar, you should maybe sit in the middle of them, because then you won't have to speak, or they'll all get to hear. Hare Krishna, thank you all for coming to this Shravan Kirtan camp, which one day camp which began early this morning. I'm going to speak one line and then wait for you. Is that the idea? Oh, okay. If you feel I'm getting out of control, going too fast, then send a message. All right. So thank you all for coming. This date was planned as a convenient date. Sunday is usually convenient, as everyone is at their breaking stones throughout the rest of the week. Srila Prabhupada gave this example once. It's in speaking in Australia, I believe it was, with someone, and I can't remember exactly where, he was saying that he compared people's working life to breaking stones. That means if that's at the lowest level of the job scale. If you can't do anything else, you could get a job breaking stones. In the Western countries, they couldn't understand why anyone would do this. It's for making roads, isn't it? They break the stones and then it's used for making roads. So the person Prabhupada spoke to at the end, he humorously said, "Well, I can't stay any. It's been nice speaking to you. I can't wait any longer because I have to go off and break stones. Break some more stones." So Sunday is a convenient day, and so it was decided to have it on this day, and coincidentally, this is the disappearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, one of the great acharyas in our Gauriya Vaishnav Sampradaya. There are, of course, there have been many acharyas, but some are outstanding and unique, and the place of Narottam Das is certainly among those outstanding and unique acharyas in our Gauriya line. Acharya is a teacher, and he goes on teaching in his instructions through his songs, which are widely sung now, not only in Bengal, where they are still widely sung among the large Vaishnav community there, but now they're being sung all over the world. When Srila Prabhupada was asked what was his favorite kirtan, he said this one is, yeah. And it begins, as do many of Narottam Das's songs, with the words Hari Hari. So that doesn't need translation, although it could be explained in detail, but calling out to Krishna, Hari Hari. Then he says, Bifale Janama Gawaino, I've passed my life uselessly. Janama. Janma literally means birth, but is often used in the sense of meaning my life. So, uselessly, I've passed my life. I got the human birth. Human birth is the opportunity for self-realization, it's the opportunity for worshipping Radha and Krishna. This is the opportunity. Manusha, Janama, Paya, Radha, Krishna, Nabhajya. But I didn't worship Radha and Krishna. Of course, Narottam Das, there was nothing in his life but worship of Radha and Krishna, but this is the transcendental paradox of pure devotional service, that pure devotees, sarvotam apanake heen koremani. The topmost devotee thinks himself to be very low. Difficult to understand. But that is the symptom of a great devotee. He thinks himself very low. And we'll find again and again Narottam in his songs signs off by calling himself Dina Narottama, very low Narottama. So he says that having attained the human form of life, I didn't worship Radha and Krishna. And again, that's all he's doing in his whole life, is worshipping Radha and Krishna. But he feels, I couldn't properly serve them. So in this way, he's actually feeling this. And at the same time, he's giving instruction to us, who are actually in the neophyte level, how we can come to the highest level, that what we should do. What we should do, having attained the human form of life, we should worship Radha and Krishna. That's what we should do. So he says, Radha Krishna na bhajya, janiya shunya bisha kaino. So you can understand. It's very simple to understand. Janiya shunya. In Hindi you say, janbuj karke. It means, you know, you've heard about it, you know about it, but still you do the wrong thing. So, janiya shunya, what have I done? Bishakai, drinking poison. Drinking poison. The poison is the poison of not serving Krishna. Sense gratification. Janiya shunya bishakaino. Kaino. Then he continues. Srila Prabhupada says this is his favorite song. It's very much as among all the songs of Narottam Das, it summarizes all the teachings of Krishna consciousness in one song. All the important teachings. And of course, the great gift of the Vaishnava Sangeet, the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, is they give us all the philosophy together with the feelings which bring the philosophy to life. It's not just that we learn. Anyone can study. One can be a completely mundane scholar and study Vaishnava philosophy and maybe even be able to explain it, but the feeling won't be there. The feeling won't be there. The feeling that I've wasted my life without serving Krishna. I must serve Krishna. So we get that. And by in the Vaishnava songs, and we also get the blessings of the great devotees, and by singing their songs, which are thick with their feelings for Krishna, then at least some of that feeling rubs off on. We can also start to feel like that. That's the great advantage. Quite some years ago, one of my godbrothers, before all these Bhakti Shastri courses were started, he conceived of, they would have the Bhakti Shastri course, and then the Bhakti Vaibhav, then Bhakti Vedanta, and Bhakti Sarvabhava. And he said, in the highest level, when we've studied the Gita, Bhagavatam, Ishopanishad, Nectar of Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, then we'll study the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas as the utmost pinnacle, which might seem strange because they're in such simple language. But that is the great gift of Acharya Narottam, in the most simple language which uneducated people can understand. It means that In India until recently, actually in all the world until recently, most people didn't have education, at least not formal education, ABC, reading, writing, all this. But they could learn these songs very easily, actually by having education in reading and writing, people's power to remember became reduced. Otherwise people could remember. But now they don't feel any need to remember because it's all in a book. Or nowadays it's all in your iPad or iPod or whatever it is. So, very simple. Everyone can understand. And any Bengali can understand this. Maybe some of the language is a bit archaic now. This was composed some 400 years ago. But at the same time, the teachings, they bring us up to the highest level. So all the teachings are here. Golokera Prema Dham, Harinama Sankirtan. So you can all understand this, I think, isn't it? It's you, anyone who knows any Indian language can follow this. Golokera Prema Dham, Harinama Sankirtan. Hare Krishna. Yeah, all these languages are derived from Sanskritam. I'm saying as our Sanskrit pundit just entered. So, Srila Prabhupada translated this as this chanting of Hare Krishna is imported from the spiritual world. Golokera Prema Dhan Harinama Sankirtan. And then again, so it's such a great gift, import from the spiritual world, the great wealth of love of Krishna, which is love of Krishna is, how is that coming? What is the via medium? Is the congregational chanting of the holy names of Krishna. And that is the medium, and that is prem, that Krishna prem in the sound of, in sound form is the Hare Krishna mantra. So Hare Krishna mantra, especially the congregational chanting, Krishna becomes very pleased. Sankirtan, all devotees chanting together. That is both sadhana and sadhya. That is the means to attain Krishna prema. And what is the goal? Krishna prema. So both. And it's also the means to spread, to let others also come. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He would go out himself personally early in the morning, chanting the holy names and to the still sleeping people and urge them to chant, to join him in chanting. But Narottam Das, again, he expresses his transcendental lamentation. Roti na jan milo kene tai. But why he laments, transcendental lamentation. Why did such a feeling not arise within me? Why do I not have attachment for chanting the holy names? So this mood is very different to that of the official religionist. Official religionist. How do you translate that? There must be some translation. Someone who's just making a show of being religious or going through the rituals, but really in his heart he's feeling that. Why did I not get taste for the holy name? Of course, Narottam Das had so much taste for the holy name at his place, Keturi, where his place is Bhajan Stali, the place where he lived and performed his devotional service throughout his life after returning from Vrindavan to Bengal. That was famous as a place of kirtan. And in fact, one of the three styles of Gauriya kirtan originated from there, from the Narottam Das, Garanhati style. That came from Narottam Das. It's different styles of kirtan. So, Then he goes on, Sangsara bishanole diba nishi hiyajale juraite na koinu upai. Yeah, good idea. Put that there. This material existence is like poison that burns us. It's maybe we probably don't have that experience, but we can imagine if you take some poison, then your whole body, different kinds of poison, one kind of poison will make your body feel like it's on fire. Sometimes if you have a fever, you feel like your whole body is on fire. Actually, that's poison produced within the body. So he's feeling so uncomfortable in material existence. If someone feels very uncomfortable in material existence, that's a good sign. according to the psychologist, that's not good. You should adjust and become normal and become adjusted. But from the spiritual point of view, if one feels out of place in material existence, I don't belong here. I feel so... I just don't like it. That's a very good sign. Because if one feels comfortable in material existence, then he's in illusion, because it's most distressing. So, Sangsara bishanale diba nishihi ajale. I'm day and night, I'm burning in that fire. That means not getting any rest. We're feeling so disturbed that we can't get any rest. Some of you may have that experience. Sometimes we feel so disturbed, we can't sleep at all. Either the mind is disturbed, or it can be due to physical pain also. That's why sometimes, just like after you had the accident, were you given an injection, painkiller, so that you, otherwise you couldn't sleep. You'd just be day and night feeling so much pain that you can't sleep. So when we all get to the stage that we can't sleep at night because we're feeling so much pain in separation from Krishna, then we know we'll be making some advancement. That is the perfection. Divanishi hi ajali juraite na koinu upai. And I couldn't find any means to get relief from this. Well, here's the means. Krishna, Brajendra Nandanjay Shati Shuta Hailoshe, who was previously in this world, he came to this world as the son, darling son of Nanda Maharaj, he has now become the son of Shati Devi. This means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who was Krishna, has come again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Balaram Ahailo Nitai. And that Balaram, who is Krishna's companion, when Rama comes, he comes as Lakshman. When Krishna comes, he comes as Balaram. When Gaura comes, he comes as Nitai. So Balaram has become Nitai. And what did they do? Dino hino joto chilo. Hariname udharilo. By the Harinam, by this Harinam, by this Golokera Prema Dhan, they uplift the fallen and the lowly. And it's not just some talk, but actually it's a fact. It's witnessed by, and others have witnessed, Jagayan Madhai. You'll find the description in detail in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. You can also read that. We always emphasize, read all of Srila Prabhupada's books, but you have to read them again and again. You also have to read Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat and so many. There's no end. There's so many Vaishnav works. A complete Vaishnav education, one should definitely read Chaitanya Bhagavat also. And it's unlimited, it's endless. You see, now Narayan Srinivas is translating as much as is possible the Divya Prabandhams. There's so many Vaishnava writings because devotees perform kirtan. Kirtan means they're inspired within the heart, and that manifests in the form of words. There's a theory that words, they interfere with thought, with our proper cognition of everything. We're limited by words. There's that one thing, Kant, I believe it was, in the Western world, brought up this theory, which in a sense is true if you only have mundane words, but transcendental words, they are Vani. That is a name of Saraswati, who inspires within the heart the devotees to glorify Krishna, either in words, I mean spoken, and in the modern context, written also. So, Narottam Das is, he wrote so many books. All the Vaishnava Acharyas have written. Jagai Madhai, their story is told in some detail in the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. How someone else was doing some writing also. This Chitragupta, he was writing the sins of Jagai and Madhai, and he had a whole team of assistants because at every moment they were committing so many sins. So he had bookfuls and bookfuls of of the sins of Jagai and Madhai. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered them, and Chitragupta and Yamaraj fainted. It's all described in, they throw away all their books. They can throw all the books and build up the fires in hell. They were astonished at how Jagai and Madhai could be delivered. Otherwise, by any other method, it would take, by this prayaschitta, or any karmakanda means, it was practically not possible to expiate all their sins. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just, all right, chant the holy names, be free from all sins. Just, that is his mercy. But he told them, don't sin again. So this works, it's the proof. Jagai and Madhai were extremely sinful. And now all over the world there are so many sinful people. They're being delivered by the chanting of Hare Krishna, brought from the spiritual world by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Narottam Das continues. Haha Prabhu Nanda Sutta Vrishabhanu Sutajuta Karuna Karaha Eva. So you can understand. Oh, Nanda Sutta means Krishna, together with Vrishabhanu Sutta, the daughter of Vrishabhanu. That means Srimati Radharani. Very respectful way to address Srimati Radharani. Karuna Karaha Eva. You please be merciful. Just even once, this one time, you'll be merciful to me. He's praying like this. So Narottam Das koi, Narottam Das says, Natele ho rangapai. Don't, with your, rangapai means reddish feet. So Krishna's feet and Radha's feet, they're always described as being reddish. There's some red hue to them. Nartelya, but keep me there at your lotus feet. Rakoranga charanarapa. Don't kick me away. He's saying I'm suitable for being kicked away. I shouldn't even come before you. It's great, boldness, to come before you. I deserve to be kicked away, but instead I'm praying, you don't kick me away. Keep me in some place in your lotus feet, red feet. So this is a prayer of Narottam Das. So this is very nice. We can sing all these songs. When these songs, we should time to time have sessions where we sing Vaishnav kirtans. People have no time in the modern age, but at least those who are living in an ashram like this, we often hear the term, maybe not in South India so much, in North India especially, places, Vrindavan, Navadvip, Puri, places like this, we'll hear the term bhajan ashram. Which means, and bhajan has a very broad meaning, it means personal devotional practices, but it also means, of course, singing. So, time to time, we can, especially in places like this where there's no hard work, no factory, no breaking stones, and the idea is to live simply and chant Hare Krishna. So, time to time, we can sing these songs and invoke the mercy of Narottam Das, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Srila Prabhupada also composed some songs in Bengali and wanted us to sing them. And there are others also, Lochan Das and many others. But alright, so next song we can sing is E Baro Karuna Karo. Please find the page number and you can say that. Did you find it? Which page number is it in English, in the English book? It's just after the Manusha Janamapaya, is it? 66 in the English book. And in the Telugu book, you please announce? And I'll find it in the... Bengali book. Oh yes, please.
Oh Vaishnava Goswami, please be merciful to me now. There is no one except you who can purify the fallen souls. Where does anyone find such a merciful personality by whose mere audience all sins go far away?
Mere audience. That means darshan matra.
After bathing in the waters of the sacred Ganges many times, one becomes purified, but just by the sight of you, the fallen souls are purified. This is your great power. The holy name delivers one who has committed an offense to Lord Hari. But if one commits an offense to you, there is no means of deliverance. Your heart is always the resting place of Lord Govinda, and Lord Govinda says, the Vaishnavas are in my heart. I desire the dust of your holy feet in every birth I may take. Please consider Narottam yours and be kind upon him.
Oh, by the way, I should say that in the timetable it said that there'd be 10:45 to 11:45. There'd just be kirtan going on, but that's changed now. We'll just go through with continuous Shravan Kirtan like this. So, you're placing it. E Baro Karuna Karo.
E Baro Karuna Karo. Vaishnava Gosai.
E Baro Karuna.
Vaishnava Gosai. Thank you. patita pavana samadine tehana. Pavitra karo ei tomar guru. Kashane pavitra karo ei tomar guru. Stane aparade hai hai ka Stane aparade hai hai ka Govinda kahe mama sabapara. Govinda kahe mama vaishavapara. Kati janne kari asa charane raduli.
As I'd said before, the song which the Vaishnavas they compose in praise of other Vaishnavas is actually completely applicable to them, so we can, even though this song is composed by Narottam Das, and he's clearly thinking of some or particular Vaishnava or Vaishnavas, well, no, he's addressing particularly to one particular Vaishnava who's not clear from this exactly. But we can also think of this song and pray to him, or we can pray to Srila Prabhupada. And it describes, while at the same time praying to the great Vaishnava Acharya, it also describes his qualities and how we should approach in total humility. So, humility means asking for mercy. Ebaro karuna. Mercy means I'm a hopeless guy. I can't go anywhere by myself. This is true of everyone. We can't go anywhere by ourselves. We have no strength of our own. Of course, everyone has some strengths. Everyone has some physical strengths, mental strengths, Others may have political strength, economic strength, strength of character, the various kinds of strength. But ultimately it all comes from Krishna, and whatever we have can be withdrawn from us at any time. The strong man of today will be the weak man of tomorrow, and maybe born in the next life as a very insignificant insect, which in front of us is very weak. But among the insects, some are more powerful than others also. So in the insect community, one might be showing off, hey, don't bother me, I'm the tough one here. So he's calling out for mercy sincerely means recognizing our own very inadequate position, that we require mercy. Of course, it's quite common people or devotees come and ask for mercy. And if we ask them what for, and then they say pure devotional service, they think about it a little bit. What am I supposed to say now? They hadn't thought about it before they came. So they may say pure devotional service. Said, all right, that means you have to give up all material desires. And it's easy to say, but it's not so easy to actually be on the platform of no material desires, no material ego. So actually, if we sincerely pray for the mercy of the Vaishnavas, that means we have to be ready to take that mercy. Otherwise, it becomes hypocritical. We have to be ready. What they can give us, we're asking, and okay, you want devotional service, so okay. They take. How to take? The mercy of the Vaishnavas is given by giving instruction. So give the instruction, but are we really prepared to take it? That we have to see. Are we really prepared to do what is required to come to the standard of pure devotional service? It means we have to give up all material attachments, all material conceptions, all idea that I am very big, great, pious, wonderful, learned, or whatever. So he's praying to the Vaishnava. Vaishnava Gosai. Gosai means Goswami. Goswami means one whose senses are under control. So he sings, Patita Pavana Toma Bine Kehonai. Apart from you, there's no one who can purify the fallen. Well, that's a fact. Only the Vaishnavas can purify the fallen, because only the Vaishnavas are pure. Pure in heart means they have no motive other than to serve Krishna. And great devotees, just as we sung previously, Narottam Das was praying to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly, Srinivas, Acharya, six Goswamis of Vrindavan, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So he's praying to them and praying for their mercy, so that we can become purified. We are fallen. We should know that we are fallen in this material world, and we require the mercy of the Vaishnavas to become purified. Otherwise, it's very difficult. It may take many, many lifetimes. But if we can get the mercy of the Vaishnavas, then we can quickly get the mercy of Krishna. Otherwise, yeah, it may take many lifetimes. I'm just saying these things. There are many shastric references in relationship to this. Rahuganaita tapasana yati. For instance, there's the verse in which Jarabharat spoke to Raghugana Maharaj that the only way to attain the position of pure devotional service is by the mercy of great devotees. There's no other way. Even if one is very austere, very learned, very wealthy, very popular, but none of these are qualifications to get the mercy of Krishna. The mercy of Krishna is available through the mercy of his devotees, which Narottam Das is therefore praying for, describing more of the qualities of the Vaishnavas. He says that simply by approaching a Vaishnava, then all of the sin, all of one's sin goes far away, simply by approaching a Vaishnava. Jahara nikote gele papa dure jai. Emona doyala prabhu kota keba pai. Simply by approaching a Vaishnava, one becomes so purified that all sins go away. Where shall we find such a merciful master? So this is, this song is for convinced devotees. It's not for, this song is not understandable by any logic, mundane logic. It's not understandable by people whose goal of life is to, for instance, amass lots of money and dhanam janam sundarim. It's very difficult to understand normally. By the grace of the Vaishnavas, we can begin to understand this. Srila Prabhupada introduced us to this Vaishnava way of life, and by his mercy, we can begin to understand these truths, that it's only by the mercy of the Vaishnavas that we can aspire to ourselves, become a Vaishnava, real Vaishnava, that means completely absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So, Narottam Das goes on, explaining the glories of the Vaishnavas. Gangara parasha hoile paschate pavan. That means if one regularly bathes in the Ganga, then gradually he becomes purified. Ganga's one name is Patita Pavani. She purifies the fallen. But Narottam Das says, that may happen, but it may take quite some time. But in relation to the Vaishnava, darshane pavitra karo eto margun. But the quality of a great Vaishnava is simply by his darshan. One can immediately become purified. Darshan is generally understood to mean seeing. Simply by seeing a Vaishnava, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in particular explained that we should not try to see the Vaishnava, but we should present ourselves in such a way that we can be seen by the Vaishnava. We are not the seers, we are to be seen. So he explained this in some detail. So, in other words, describing the glories of the Vaishnava, people, they travel long distances so that they can bathe in the Ganga. But if somehow or other one can get the darshan of a Vaishnava, then he can immediately be freed from all sin. Darshan, of course, also means the proper philosophical understanding. So a pure devotee, by explaining devotional service, also purifies the hearers. Darshani pabitra karo eto margun. Then he explains how the Vaishnava's position is even more exalted than that of Krishna. This is astonishing, even though it's a very simple song, but such a conclusion it comes to, inasmuch as if we chant the holy names of Krishna, but we make some offense to the holy name, then by going on chanting, we become freed from the offense. But in the case of offense to a Vaishnava, then we can't avoid the reactions. Therefore, we're always warned to avoid Vaishnav aparada, not to make offenses towards Vaishnavas. And especially, again, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's much discussion about be very careful not to commit offenses. At the same time, in Chaitanya Bhagavat, there's a description of several incidents in which devotees have corrected other devotees whose philosophical understanding of Krishna consciousness is not correct. And whose practice of, therefore, of Shravan, Kirtan, and so many serving, even though they do all the things rightly that you're supposed to do in Krishna consciousness, because they don't do it in the correct consciousness of doing it only for Krishna's pleasure. Therefore, their practice of devotion, it tends to become mixed with the mundane. It's called Prakriti Sahajya, or a mundane Sahajya. Sahajya means one who wants a very easy path. So we don't say that Krishna consciousness, we don't tell anyone it's a very easy path. We can tell them that it's joyful, it's blissful and easy to perform. And in many ways it's very easy. One doesn't have to go to the forests and hills to do meditation. One can just chant Hare Krishna in whatever situation one's in. But on the other hand, it is difficult because even though one may, by study of Shastra, one may come to the proper conclusion that one must serve Krishna, but to actually be engaged in the service of Krishna, to engage someone in the service of Krishna is more valuable, more pleasing to Krishna, than if we simply ourselves want to practice, if we induce others to practice Krishna consciousness. So again, that comes to the Vaishnavas. They're very merciful and they want to spread Krishna consciousness to others. But if one makes an offense to them, then one cannot become free, or very, very difficult to get freed from that result. If you chant Hare Krishna, now I'm going ahead. If we chant Hare Krishna, we make offenses. We go on chanting. Go on chanting, and by chanting, we'll be free from the offenses. Harinama yaparadhe tare harinam. But if we make an offense to a Vaishnava, there's no way to be cleared from the offense, because Krishna takes it very, very seriously. We see that in the case of Ambarish Maharaj, for example. So we should not make offenses to the holy name. We should not make offenses to Vaishnavas. We shouldn't make offense to anyone, actually, even to any living being. But especially, we're warned, don't make offenses to the holy names. Don't make offenses to Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are very merciful. They can forgive us. But we shouldn't take the risk. And anyway, to think I'll offend the Vaishnava, then ask him for offense afterwards. That's a very offensive kind of attitude. In fact, that one offense to the holy name is to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting. If we think, well, I'll do some sin, and then I'll chant Hare Krishna, I'll get freed from the result. But if we think like that, we won't get freed from the result. If just due to the residual wickedness within the heart, even though we don't really want to, while we're practicing Krishna consciousness, we perform some wrong activity, then simply by our sorrow for having done so, and by going on with devotional service, then we become freed from the effect of that sin. But if we think, okay, alright, I'll just go on with devotional service, and in the meantime, I'll commit some sinful activities, and I'll get freed from that by chanting Hare Krishna. We don't get freed from that by chanting Hare Krishna. And if we think that I will, let me sin and later I'll chant Hare Krishna, and that will deliver me from all sins. If we think like that, then not only will we not get freed from the sin, but Yamaraj will have to punish us for a very, very long time. So all these points should be understood very, very carefully. So, yeah, it says, Tomara Hridaya Shoda Gobinda Vishram. That although Krishna is in everyone's heart, but he especially manifests himself within the heart of the Vaishnavas. Because the Vaishnavas, they want to see Krishna. The non-devotees, they don't want to see Krishna. So Krishna especially manifests himself in the heart of the Vaishnavas. But that Govinda in whose heart whose heart is the Vaishnavas, he says that the Vaishnavas are my very life. We find that in the ninth canto of Bhagavatam that Sri Bhagavan says that Sadhava Hridayang Mahyang Sadhu Nang Hridayang Toham Madanyat Tena Jananti Nahang Tebhyo Managapi. From this we can understand how dear are the devotees to Krishna, because he says that the Vaishnavas, they literally are my heart. And I am their heart. And this reciprocal relationship is there because the devotees, they don't know anything but Krishna, and Krishna doesn't know anything but the devotees. So Krishna, of course, he knows everything that's going on directly and indirectly in all the universes. But he thinks like that. He thinks that the Vaishnavas, they are my heart. He's in the heart of every living being, but especially he feels the Vaishnava, they're my heart, in the sense that that feeling, this feeling between the devotee and Krishna is so strong. So, and the devotee feels the same way also. He feels that I'm nothing but Krishna. Krishna and his devotees. So the Vaishnava is very dear to Krishna. Govinda says, he's in everyone's heart, but he feels that the Vaishnava, he is my very pran, he is my very life. So this is all explained very nicely again in the ninth canto when Sadhu Nang Hridayang Toham Adanyat Tenanda. The devotees are, Krishna says, the devotees are my heart because they know nothing but me. They're not interested in anything else but Krishna. And similarly, the devotees know nothing but Krishna. So this is all very sweet. It's all based on the statements of Narottam Das Thakur. It's not just his poetic imagination that he's just imagining something, but this is all confirmed in Shastra. So we can learn the import of all the Shastras. Even without knowing all the complex Sanskrit language, we can learn the import of all the Shastras from Narottam songs and Bhaktivinoda Thakur's songs. So very valuable for the village Bengali people who still some may be illiterate, but high literacy is not required. High philosophical understanding is not required. This is the essence of all philosophy. We shouldn't think that because it's in very simple language that it's just some beginning philosophy. It is beginning philosophy. Manusha janama paya, Radha Krishna na bhajya. Human life is meant for worshipping Radha and Krishna. But at the same time, it's the highest, it's essential, most essential for us to understand. So, what other songs are there for us to sing? Which are on the song sheet? Manusha Janama Paya Radha Krishna Bhakti. Ibaro Karuna Akara, we sang this. Gauranga Bolite Hobe. This is very, very important song. Yeah, please sing that. Again, very important instruction is there. Very short, very simple, and very profound also. Maybe, is there a little water I can take? I don't usually drink during lectures, but today I will, because it's a long lecture. Now, I may not take one, because I'll drink it like this, and then if I drink like that, that burns the tongue. So, Goranga Bolite Hobe, this is the next song. You please announce the number in Telugu. It's nice in the Telugu songbook, they have all these songs. This songbook was one of the first books published in ISKCON, before so many cantos of the Bhagavatam, before any of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Oh yes, read the translation first. Actually, we have Prabhupada's purport to this song. Is that there in the songbook? Yeah, read that, please. That's there also for the... Yeah, anyway, read that. Yeah, if anyone wants to drink water, which is wouldn't be surprising as it's quite warm in here, there's drinking water is just outside here. Anyone is welcome to take water at any time.
Bhagavad Bali's divine grace is Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This song was sung by Narottama Das Thakur, a great devotee and acharya in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, in the disciplic succession coming down from Lord Chaitanya. Narottama Das Thakur has written many songs which are recognized as authoritative by all Vaishnavas. He has sung these songs in simple Bengali language, but the purport, the deep meaning of his songs is very significant. In this song he says, Gauranga Bolite Hove Pulaka Shateer. One has attained the perfection of chanting when as soon as he chants the name of Lord Gauranga, who initiated this Sankirtana movement, at once there is shivering in his body. This is not to be imitated, but Narottama Das Thakur is asking, when will that opportune moment come to us when there will be shivering of the body as soon as we chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, Hari Hari Bolite Nayane Bhave Neel. While chanting Hare Krishna, there will be tears in the eyes. Then he says, Arakabe Nitai Chande Karuna Hoive. We are all asking about the mercy of Lord Nityananda. Nityananda is supposed to be the original spiritual master. So we have to approach Gauranga, Lord Chaitanya, through the mercy of Lord Nityananda. What is the symptom of a person who has achieved the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda? Narottama Das Thakur says that the symptom of one who has actually received the causeless mercy of Lord Nityananda is that he has no more material desire. Aar kabe nitai chandir karuna hoive, samsara vasana kabe tachave. Samsara vasana means desire for material enjoyment. And Narottama Das Thakur wonders when it will become very insignificant. Of course, as long as we have bodies, we have to accept so many material things, but not in the spirit of enjoyment, but only to keep body and soul together. Narottama Das says further, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis? Akuti means eagerness. Because Rupa Goswami is the father of devotional service, he has written a book called Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, in which there are nice directions on devotional service. These topics are also dealt within Chaitanya Charitamrita and other books, and we have given the summary of those directions in our book, Teachings of Lord Chaitanya. One has to learn of the conjugal loving affairs of Radha Krishna through the teachings of these six Goswamis. Narottama Das Thakur directs us not to try to understand the conjugal love of Radha Krishna by our own endeavor, we should try to understand this Yugala Piriti, conjugal love, under the direction of the Goswamis. As long as the mind is too much absorbed in materialistic thought, one cannot enter into the kingdom of Vrindavana. But Narottam Das Thakura says, Vishaya Chadiya Kave Shuddha Bhavivan, Kave Ham Herabho Shri Vrindavan. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful.
Mm-hmm. So please.
गोरंग बोली से हवे पुलक शरीर हरि हरि बोली से नारायण बबे
गोरंग बोली से हवे पुलक शरीर हरि हरि बोली से Goranga bali te habe pulaka shaiya hai hai bali hai habe Beni chai chande karuna hai de samsara basana mo kabe tujha Sabe Karuna Haribe Samsara Bhasana Sabe Tuchahabe Chaya chaya kabe shuddha habe man kabe amade da shivendava Chariya kabe shuddha habe man kabe hama herava shivindava
Thank you.
Oh yeah, that's nice. Vrindavana Ramyasthan. There's no purport given. Oh, your translation is there. Yeah. It's not in the song sheet? It's not in the BBT book. It was in the first edition. How did that get left out?
B, not B.
Comes under B. Yeah, so read the translation.
The beautiful place known as Vrindavana is a transcendental abode in the spiritual world and is made entirely of divine touchstones. There are many beautiful temples made out of hills, and swans known as Rajahamsas bathe in the waters of the river Yamuna, which flows through the transcendental land. In the water of that divine river, there is a beautiful golden lotus of 100 petals. In the midst of that lotus, there is a golden platform surrounded by 8 petals. Situated upon those 8 petals are the principal sakhis, headed by Lalita and Vishakha. On that golden platform, the divine couple sit upon a jeweled throne. In the company of Lord Shyam sits the beautiful Radhika. The beauty and sweetness of Sri Radha and Govinda's forms during their talks, which are filled with smiles and laughter, is emanating showers of nectar. Narottama Dasa says, may these eternal pastimes, filled with transcendental joy, be ever manifest in my heart. Vrindavana Ramasthan Deva Chinta Mani
Vrindavana Ramasthan Deva Chinta Mani Vrindavana Ramasthan Deva Chintamani Dham Vrindavana Ramasthan Deva Chintamani Dham Na mandira manohara Ratana mandira manohara Abhita Kalindini Re Sajahamsa Keli Kare Abhita Kalindini Re Sajahamsa Keli Kare Sahishobhe Kanaka Kamala Sahishobhe Kanaka Kamala Sahishobhe Pita Anka Deshita Dharmadehe Mapita Ashtadale Deshita Ashtadale Pradhana Naika Ashtadale Pradhana Naika তার মধ্যে রত্না শোনে বসিয়াছেন দুইজনে তার মধ্যে রত্না শোনে বসিয়াছেন দুইজনে শ্যামার সঙ্গে সুন্দরী রাধিকা শ্যামার সঙ্গে সুন্দরী রাধিকা লাবণ্যরাশি আমি লাবণ্যরাশি আমি পড়েছে খুশি হাস পরিহাস সম্ভাষণে হাস পরিহাস সম্ভাষণে নরোত্তম দাস কয় নিত্য লীল সুখময় নরোত্তম দাস কয় নিত্য লীল সুখময় মনে সদাই শুরু কমর মনে চিন্তা মনে ধান মন্দির মন
Hare Krishna. So this is the bliss of Krishna's pastimes which Narottam Das sees forever in his heart. Tomara Hridaye Shoda Govinda Vishram. The Govinda is in the heart of the devotee and Yang Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam. The devotee sees Krishna and his pastimes within the heart and by this description, he's blessing us that we may also develop the desire that these pastimes will always be manifest in our heart. Of course, they can manifest in the heart of one whose heart is clean. So again, Narottam Das, Vishoye Chariyash Kabe Shuddha Habemon Tabe Hamaharibo Sri Vrindavan. When the heart is clean, free from material contamination, then these pastimes will manifest in the heart as they always manifest in the heart of Narottam Das Thakur. So, yeah. What other songs are on the sheet? That's it. Oh. Well, there's one more is very well known. I hope all the devotees know. They may not know it. Very well, not all the devotees will know it. Anyway, it's easy to follow. You can sing that. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Mare. I'd like to sing that. Who knows this song? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Mare. Toma Bina Kedi. Put your hand up if you know the song. None of, one, two of the lay. All right, sing, sing. This is maybe within ISKCON the second best known song of Narottam Das. Which you have it on this Telugu songbook and the English songbook. So we share the English songbooks for those who don't know it. The purport is there also. The best known is Sri Guru Charana Padma Kevala Bhakati Sadhana. Yeah. The purport is there, Prabhupada. Yeah, please read it.
This is a song composed by Narottam Das Thakur. He prays to Lord Chaitanya, "My dear Lord, please be merciful to me, because who can be more merciful than your Lordship within these three worlds?" Actually, this is a fact. Not only Narottam Das Thakur, but Rupa Goswami also prayed to Lord Chaitanya in this way. At the time of the first meeting of Lord Chaitanya and Rupa Goswami at Prayag, Allahabad, Srila Rupa Goswami said, "My dear Lord, you are the most beneficent of all incarnations because you are distributing love of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. When Krishna was personally present, he simply asked us to surrender, but he did not distribute himself so easily. He made conditions, first of all, the surrender. But this incarnation, Lord Chaitanya, although Krishna himself, makes no such condition. He simply distributes. Take love of Krishna. Therefore, Lord Chaitanya is approved as the most beneficent incarnation." Narottam Das Thakura says, "Please be merciful to me. You are so magnanimous because you have seen the fallen souls of this age and you are very much compassionate to them. But you should know that I am the most fallen. No one is more greatly fallen than me. Patita Pavana Hitu Tava Avatar. Your incarnation is just to reclaim the conditioned fallen souls, but I assure you that you will not find a greater fallen soul than me. Therefore, my claim is first." Then he prays to Lord Nityananda. He says, "Ah, Prabhu Nityananda, Premananda Sukhi. My dear Lord Nityananda, you are always joyful in spiritual bliss. Since you always appear very happy, I have come to you because I am most unhappy. If you kindly put your glance over me, I may also become happy." Then he prays to Advaita Prabhu, "Daya Koro Sita Pati Advaita Goswami." Advaita Prabhu's wife's name was Sita. Therefore, he is sometimes addressed as Sita Pati. Thus, Narottam Das Thakura prays, "My dear Advaita Prabhu, husband of Sita, you are so kind. Please be kind to me. If you are kind to me, naturally Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me." Actually, Advaita Prabhu invited Lord Chaitanya to come down. When Advaita Prabhu saw that the fallen souls are all engaged simply in sense gratificatory processes, not understanding Krishna consciousness, he felt very much compassionate towards the fallen souls, and he also felt himself incapable of claiming them all. He therefore prayed to Lord Krishna, "Please come yourself. Without your personal presence, it is not possible to deliver these fallen souls." Thus, by his invitation, Lord Chaitanya appeared. Naturally, Narottam Das Thakur prays to Advaita Prabhu, "If you will be kind to me, naturally, Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda will also be kind to me." Then he prays to the Goswamis, "Ha Swarup Sanatana Rupa Raghunatha." Swarup refers to Swarupa Damodara, the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya. He was always with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and immediately arranged for whatever Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted. Two personal attendants, Swarupa Damodara and Govinda, were always constantly with Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur also prays to Swarupa Damodara and then to the six Goswamis, the next disciples of Lord Chaitanya.
Shri Rupa Goswami, Shri Sanatana Goswami, Shri Bhatta Raghunatha Goswami, Shri Gopala Bhatta Goswami, Shri Jiva Goswami, and Shri Raghunatha Das Goswami. These six Goswamis were directly instructed by Lord Chaitanya to spread this movement of Krishna consciousness. Narottama Das Thakura also prays for their mercy. After the six Goswamis, the next Acharya was Srinivasa Acharya. Actually, Narottama Das Thakura was in the disciplic succession after Srinivasa Acharya and was almost his contemporary. And Narottama Das's personal friend was Ramachandra Chakravarti. Therefore he prays, I always desire the company of Ramachandra. He desires a devotee's company. The whole process is that we should always pray for the mercy of superior acharyas and keep company with pure devotees. Then it will be easier for us to advance in Krishna consciousness and receive the mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Krishna. This is the sum and substance of this song sung by Narottama Das Thakur.
So you sing that and then sing Hare Krishna for a few minutes afterwards.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Koro More Toma bina ke dayalu jagat sansare Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karo Toma bina jagayalu jagat sansare Patita pavana heku tavavata Sama patita prabhu na kaideya Sama patita prabhu na kaideya Prabhu Nityananda Nityananda Sukhi Mahaprabhu Nityananda Nityananda Sukhi Kabala Kana Karo Ami O
Sridayalu Jagat Sankara. Sabanahe Krishabhavakara. Patita Pavanahe Krishabhavakara. Shama Patita Prabhu Nakai Daya. Shama Patita Prabhu Nakai Daya. Mahaprabhu Nityananda Premananda Sufi. Mahaprabhu Nityananda Premananda Sufi. Bhagavato Kano Karo Ami Karo Sufi. Bhagavato Kano Karo Ami Karo Sufi. Jaya Karo Sita Bhakti Hatai Toko Sai. Jaya Karo Sita Bhakti Hatai Toko Sai. Babale Pai Chaitanya Nikai. Babale Pai Chaitanya Nikai. Sana Yuka Raghunatha. Mahaswarup Sanatana Yuka Raghunatha. Satya Sri Jiva Prabhu Lokana. Jaya Jaya Sri Jaya Prabhu Srinivasa. Jaya Jaya Sri Jaya Prabhu Srinivasa. Ramachandra Sangamaya Narasamata. Ramachandra Sangamaya Narasamata. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karamore. Kumari Nase Dayalu Jagata Sansare. Kumadina se dayalu jagata sansare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Now, by the grace of Narottam Das Thakur and all the acharyas who are all present in the person of Srila Prabhupada, we are fortunate to be gathered to chant the holy names of Krishna. Nam bina kichu nahi kawar chodha bhuvana maje. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, another great acharya, tells us that in the 14 worlds there's nothing more, nothing further than this. So today we're especially singing songs of Srila Narottam Das Thakur. But it doesn't have to be only once a year. We can sing every day, all day. Of course, there are many other duties to perform in Krishna consciousness, but as we have these songs available, and there are many other songs of Narottam Das also, as there are many songs available. So those of us who have a little time, we can also, time to time, at least, sing these songs of Narottam Das. There's so many things to do in Krishna consciousness. There's no shortage of things to do in the spiritual world. In the Christian religion, they have the idea, you go to heaven and you sit on a cloud and you have a harp and you grow some wings. But there are many things, many more things to do. As we heard in this, we sang in this song, of Radha and Krishna in the Yamuna. So there's so many pastimes, and in this world also, we there in the activities of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement, there are many, many things to do. Among them, we can sing the songs of Narottam Das and be happy. Krishna Lila Shukamoy, Shadai Swaruka Moramane. He says that Krishna's pastimes, they're full of happiness. May they always be manifest in my heart. So I carry with me wherever I go. For many years, I carry one Gita, Bhagavad Gita with the shlokas and Bengali songbook, because any time, when you have a few minutes, then you can see the Bhagavad Gita, read the verses, or read some of the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, the songs of many of this, not all, but many of the songs, there are hundreds of songs about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so many of them are here in this book, and then there's Narottam songs, many other songs. So in this miserable material world, which is such much miserable, it's genuinely 100%, without any doubt, patented, guaranteed, government certified. No, it's not government certified, but it is miserable. The government is trying to make it happy, but they cannot. They don't know the means. So it's definitely miserable. But in this miserable material world, let us from time to time sing the songs of the Vaishnava Acharyas, and that will lift us from this miserable material condition directly into the spiritual world. By their consciousness is always absorbed in Krishna. So if we also sing these songs, then by their mercy, our consciousness can also become absorbed, at least for that moment, in Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness, the great gift of received in disciplic succession. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pure love that was given to Narottam Das, and got our signs here. And he has given that to us in the form of his transcendental kirtans. Okay, so there's little time here. Some of the ashram devotees, they were asking for a question and answer session. So they're probably not here, most of the ashram devotees. They're probably busy, is it? Or cooking and this and that. Who is that? You had a question. Was it? Okay, now is your chance. Many of the devotees said that Suniti is a pure devotee. Well, there's Suniti and Suruchi. So, Suruchi got carried back to Godhead, so she must be a pure devotee. Suniti went. Then she must be. You don't go back to Godhead without being a pure devotee. By the mercy of Dhruva Maharaj, she got carried back, even though apparently not fit. So she may have exhibited pastimes of not being fully on that platform, but once you, Kripa Siddha means anyway you're a Siddha. Kripa Siddha, Sadhana Siddha. But once you attain that platform, then it's just the same. There's no difference. It's not that in the spiritual world there's a caste system. I'm a Nitya Siddha. You're just a Kripa Siddha. There's no such thing. For that matter, we find in the Bhagavatam, there's the story of Yayati, and it appears that he's very lusty. Yayati, Devayani. But in the end, it says they go back to Godhead. So, even if they don't appear to be pure devotees at some point, now they are. Whatever their position is in the spiritual world. There are many, many like that, described like that. Is that rain falling? Insects are falling from the sky. Is it? It's a mystery to me. Yeah, you also had a question. In some versions, there's another line also given. What is that line? Gaurangera Nitya Parshad Pandit Gadadhar, something like that. Yeah, maybe. There may be different versions of the song. Narottam Das wrote it, and others may have written it down and added something, or left something out, or he may have changed it himself at some point. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, his own songs in the first edition, some of them he changed. In the second printed edition, he changed some of them a little bit. So it may be. Gaurangera Nitta Parshad Pandit Gadadha Srinivas Haridas More Kripa Kara. That's another line. Sometimes sung. But maybe in some Gaudiya Math editions, but I think not in all. That line seems to be somewhat spurious. But it doesn't matter anyway. If you like, you can sing it. But generally, we don't. That's called akar. In Bengali, there's a tradition of just when you're singing a bhajan, that you add something yourself, whatever pops in your mind. There are some which are given also by the authors of the song. Just like in this Jayo Jaya Gaura Chanda, there are two well-known akars, they're called. That comes after the Jaga Jana of Mana Loba, Gaurangera Rota, and then the Shanka Bhaje, Gonta Bhaje. Madhur, madhur, madhur bhaji. Madhur, madhur, madhur. So they may be at it. There probably must be something like that in other, I don't know, but in Bengali kirtan tradition it's there. But that wasn't much encouraged by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur or by, and Srila Prabhupada, well, he didn't deal so much with Bengalis because he was all over the world. But they didn't encourage that very much, that someone can just add in lines like that. Anything else? After making offenses, you chant? After reciting the 10 offenses to be avoided, the 10 offenses against the holy name. Every devotee who claims to be a Vaishnava must guard against these 10 offenses in order to quickly achieve the desired result. Desired success. Krishna Prema. Well, this is taken from Prabhupada's writing, that in order to achieve the desired success. And in that particular point, Prabhupada doesn't specify what the desired success is. So if you say Krishna Prema, it's not incorrect, but it's not exactly what Prabhupada wrote at that point. Yeah, that's the generally accepted, and we find that again and again, that the desired success is Krishna Prem. What is that? Hare Krishna Mahamantra Eto Shabhav Jejape Tar Krishna Upajai Bhav. The effect of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra is that feelings for Krishna should arise. Krishna Vishayak Prem Param Purusharta. Love for Krishna is the highest goal to be desired. So, it's not incorrect but to say that. But it's not, Prabhupada didn't exactly specify it when he wrote that. Like you say, you could also say Vaishnava Seva or Anugatya. Following in the footsteps of devotees. That's all included within Krishna. So nothing wrong, but it wasn't directly written by Srila Prabhupada. It's added purport, you could say, based on his teachings. And can I just drink a little more water? Just a little, half a glass. Yeah. When Narottam Das says, "I am the most fallen," he means it. So others may not mean it. They may seem to, well, I couldn't make it being the most advanced devotee, so I have to be the most something. So I'll show myself to be the most fallen. If I say I'm the most fallen, that's a roundabout saying way of saying I'm the most advanced. I'm the most fallen. No, I'm the most fallen. No, I'm the most fallen. So, I heard one time Srila Prabhupada said this, but it's apocryphal. Means I'm not sure if it actually happened. That once a devotee had said in Prabhupada's presence, "I'm the most fallen," and Prabhupada said in reply, "You're not the most anything, you're just insignificant." One thing that is quite apparent in my travels in Bangladesh in the 1980s mostly, that this Gauriya culture, from that, those who they imbibe a spirit of humility. Humility is considered desirable. Of course, to be actually humble requires spiritual advancement. But at least that spirit is there, which is quite different to the demoniac domineering spirit of the which is very prominent in the Western world, where someone wants to show that, of course it's not everyone's like that, but if someone shows themselves to be on top, controlling others, very sharp and smart and able to push themselves up by their own power, that's considered something very good. But among Vaishnavas, the opposite is considered good. That if one is humble, of course, for developing and spreading a movement, it's also required that some devotees be expert in worldly dealings. But generally, the mood of a Vaishnava is it should be very humble. That is appreciated among devotees, that they should not be promoting themselves or thinking themselves very great or trying to dominate others. So again, when Narottam Das says, "I'm the most fallen," that is a spirit that we should try to imbibe. Sometimes that's used in a hypocritical way. If one devotee, for the sake of trying to help a devotee rectify a fault, says to the other, Prabhu, you're something, 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 you're not doing properly. And they'll say, oh, I'm very fallen. In other words, I know I'm doing something wrong, but I'm not going to change, and the reason is because I'm fallen. So the idea is that, well, I'm very humble saying I'm fallen, but in fact it's not humility, it's just that they don't want to improve. So that's a kind of hypocrisy in that case to say, I'm very fallen. Of course, if you say sincerely, I'm very fallen, please help me to improve, that is good. But if you just say, I'm very fallen, in the sense that I know it's wrong, but anyway I'm going to do it. So that truly is fallen, because that's the sin of pride and not even wanting to improve. That becomes achikitsya. Jiva Goswami uses that word. For persons who are supposed to be Vaishnavas, but they don't act like Vaishnavas. He says they're incorrigible. Achikitsa, you understand the word chikitsa. Chikitsa means medical treatment. So there's nothing you can do to help them, just hopeless case. If you bring some patient to the doctor, the doctor does a checkup and says, hopeless case. We can't do anything to help them. So every jiva can be helped. Every jiva, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, every jiva, however fallen, can be helped to come up to the platform of Krishna consciousness. But if someone doesn't have any sincere desire to improve, then they cannot be helped. So we have to be careful using these words. Humility, false humility. That I sometimes see. Devotees are very humble. Disciples are very humble in my presence. And then when they get outside, they're very arrogant with others. That's not actual humility. Yeah.
Prabhupada, the purport to Sri Krishna
Chaitanya.
He writes that Krishna demands surrender, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he distributes love of Godhead freely. Can you please explain?
Yes, Prabhupada writes in the purport there that Krishna demands surrender, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freely distributes love of God. Yeah, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu freely, he gives the Hare Krishna mantra, everyone can join in. It's not that you have to surrender first and then you can join the Sankirtan. But of course, it's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says you can get love of God without surrender, because there is no love of God without surrender. But he gives the purifying process, which in the beginning, even if one has not interested in Krishna consciousness, but just somehow likes to chant, even with no spiritual motive whatsoever, if someone somehow or other chants, they can be purified and they can come to the spiritual platform. But it's not that surrender or fully giving oneself to Krishna is abandoned, because without that there is no love of God. That's surrender to Krishna is the platform on which prema develops. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in beginning his series of songs, Sharanagati, he states this, that Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jibe Daya Kare Shaparshada Shiya Dham Shaha Avatari. Shaparshashya. What is the next line? That Atanta Durlabha Prema Karibare Dan Shikai Sharanagati Bhakatera Pran. He says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to show mercy to the fallen jivas, descends to this world along with his associates and his holy dham, Navadvip dham. And he gives them that extremely rare gift of Krishna prema. But how does he give it? By teaching them the process of Sharanagati, which Srila Prabhupada translates as surrender to Krishna. Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. So that Sharanagati is Anukal Yasya Sankalpa Pratikul Yasya Varjanam Rakshishatiti Vishvasa Gopritvevaranam Tata Atmanikshepa Karpanye Sharavidha Sharanagati. To accept everything favorable in Krishna's service, to reject everything unfavorable, to consider Krishna one's protector and maintainer, to fully give oneself to Krishna, and to be very humble, thinking oneself very fallen and lowly. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his songs, he elaborates on how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu does this by giving holy name to everyone. He taught Rupa and Sanatan Goswami so that they could make books. His whole movement is meant for giving love of God. He gave this Upadesha Amrita, which Rupa Goswami wrote down. Later, Bhaktivinoda Thakur said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu once on the beach at Puri, he recited these 11 verses and Rupa Goswami wrote them down. That's Bhaktivinoda Thakur's own revelation. The Harinam Chintamani, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions to Haridas Thakur, that's also Bhaktivinoda's revelation. So, in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he helped the jivas to come to the platform of pure love of Krishna. And some, during his manifest presence, some just by seeing him, they became completely Krishna conscious. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, during his manifest pastimes, he manifested himself in three ways. Sakshat, his personal presence. So some people, just by seeing him, they became immediately Krishna conscious. Then there was Avibhav. He manifested himself in the bodies of others. There was Nrsimha Brahmachari and Nakul Brahmachari. This is all described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that he personally entered the bodies of these devotees, and they, just like him, with the same potency, they would give love of God. That's described in, apart from the direct pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, other pastimes of devotees to some extent are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita. How Shivananda Sen, who was a very intimate devotee of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he heard about this Nakul Brahmachari, but he was doubtful because there's so many bogus people pretending to be great devotees. So he went and he tested Nakul Brahmachari. Then he became convinced. And Avish, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gave his potency to others. So that's going on to the present day. Great devotees, we call them Shaktyavesh Avatar. They've come from the spiritual world, imbued with the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to spread Krishna consciousness.
So in this manner he is different from Krishna. So Krishna just gives.
He's different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is non-different from and different from Krishna, yes. And his method of giving love of God is different, it's more liberal. When we say more liberal, it doesn't mean I spoke about that already, that sometimes we think that giving mercy means you let people, you can get love of God without surrendering, or you can have sense gratification and Krishna consciousness. No, it's not like that. But he gives the opportunity, he makes it available more easily. He makes the process kevala ananda kanda. He gives an easy process. But still one has to bishoy charya kobe shuddha hobe man. Still one has to become free from sense gratificatory desires and become pure in heart. Otherwise it's not just that you can somehow or other go on with your materialistic conceptions and attachments and at the same time get pure love of Krishna. So ultimately it comes to mame kam sharanam raja. That has to be there. It's not that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, okay, now forget the Bhagavad Gita and there's no need of surrendering to Krishna and giving up all other dharmas, just chant Hare Krishna. He didn't say that. He did actually in his talk with Ramananda Rai say that is external. But Srila Prabhupada explained that when he said this Savadhaman Parityajama, external because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's focus was in this conversation. He was acting on completely on the spiritual platform, and for him, he was beyond that platform of just conscious surrender. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is interested in pure love of Krishna. So giving up all material attachments, that's for those who are materially attached. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beyond, long beyond that platform in this particular conversation that is understood as such. So, Hare Krishna. We'll finish there. I'll finish here and go and chant Gayatri. And it was advertised that it would be 10:45 to 11:45, just kirtan going on, but we skipped that and went all the way through. So can go on with kirtan now. And can all please sit and join the kirtan, have the opportunity to have sankirtan. You want to go on then, Madhu Kanta? I have to lead kirtan until 1:30. Chant Hare Krishna. You have another good mridanga player now. Very crisp style of playing, huh? It's brings a different sound out, isn't it? That style of playing, it's like saying ta instead of ta. It's crisp, like hard sound, whereas others have more soft sound. Hard, but it's good. In Bengal, sometimes they say people, they can make the mridanga talk. They can say words like that. So, Hare Krishna. Then again, 4 o'clock, we'll resume. We'll go Giridhari Gopinath Prabhu, I asked him to speak on the pastimes of Narottam Das. And then it will go through till evening arati and then Damodar Ashtakam. Hare Krishna.